They come down and learn, just use language.
Yeah, that's the truth. It must be some kind of nut.
I heard one time where a woman had a baby, time she won't go somewhere, she cried, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And she's taking a rag, towel or something, from that baby, in that baby's mouth, make a child crying. She come home and found she found that baby's tongue and his little throat and it died.
Goodness.
I don't make it aggravating. I admit that. I know my own child got on my nerves, but I'm going to do that.
No.
The time I go get ready, I get myself ready first, you know. I go with my mother's or my mother-in-law or something. I get myself ready first.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to see a baby get dirty if you clean up first, you know.
Yeah.
So I always get myself ready first, and I get him ready last. All your hair will start crying and hollering, screaming. Young woman, I'll leave him.
Yeah.
I never left him home by himself. And that boy, I says, now you stop that crying, Johnny. His name's Johnny.
Mm-hmm.
His name's John Robert.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, you shut up now, Johnny, you know I won't get you ready. She kept crying until I get him ready. I started getting him ready, and he was crying.
Yeah.
He said, walking, he's 10 months old. Walking, he said a few words, he's 10 months old. First one I had started walking, talking,
mm-hmm.
10 months old. Rest of them started walking, say, 17 months old.
That's something.
Yes, it was. At the old living, I had 8 children at the old living.
Mm-hmm.
3 boys, and five girls, and 4 boys.
Really? That's a pretty good sized family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, talking about the kitchen, have you ever seen any houses that had a little room right off the kitchen where they might keep their canned goods or extra dishes?
Cupboard.
Have you ever heard of people call that a pantry?
Yeah, you call them pantry. Or cupboard, either
one. Same thing. I see. Do you have anything like that in your kitchen?
Mm-mm. Just got that cabinet.
I want to ask you about this expression. You know, sometimes when a woman gets up in the morning, she might move around the house and pick up something here or dust a little something here or straighten something up. What would you say that you were doing if you were doing that?
Dusting things off. And I mean, my house really needs lots of dusting.
Is that right? You know,
that bowl there is what I call a fishbowl.
Where? Oh, right there?
Mm-hmm.
What you got in there?
Junk.
Just junk.
It's flat here now. If you don't know what kind of plant that is, I'll tell you. A plant?
Yeah.
It's a chicken gizzard.
Oh.
Leg came to that church.
Huh. I never heard of that.
I didn't either. That's a chicken gizzard.
Reckon why they call it that?
Because it looks like a chicken gizzard, I guess.
Well, that's a new one on me.
Yeah, me too. Early Miss Roberts.
Huh. You know, you said that you used to work in laundry. Do you remember maybe way back that did women usually do their washing and all that on one particular day? Did they usually set aside one day in the week to do their washing, or did they just do it all along?
Well, I do my along, but sometimes I take my clothes to the laundry. Get half fries.
Mm-hmm.
Or sometimes I take a laundry mat.
Mm-hmm. Now what is that? Is that a...
Wash terry.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I take my clothes to wash terry and wash them.
Mm-hmm.
Or sometimes I get that lady washing for me. I pay her so much.
Yeah.